What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Pardon me. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday. I'm getting a bad mixer here. It is Tuesday, January 17th, 2017, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I'm feeling much better. Thanks to everybody for all the email about get well and suggestions, most of which we're doing, nano silver and Manuka honey and so forth. My voice is still a little shot, but I'm actually feeling a lot better, and so thanks for all the concern that was being expressed there. Anyway, phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in, put you on the air with your comments and questions and so forth and so on. Well, taking a long look, the wide view about all this chatter about disrupting the inauguration, it's beginning to look like it could be a very intense Friday through Monday, because going on out and doing a Google search on Disrupt J20, which is apparently sort of the umbrella for all of these different groups, you can see they're well-funded. They've got a lot of professional-looking graphics. They've got websites. They've got resources. Apparently, they're advertising for people to come on in and protest. They're paying them $2,500 a month. So are we going to see disruption in Washington, D.C. all the way to February 20th? I rather seriously doubt it. But we're looking at this very obvious attempt at a coup d'etat. And I'm starting to see a lot of similarities between Washington, D.C. right now and Kiev just before that coup d'etat. And maybe that's what they're planning on doing, is just disrupting Washington, D.C., crashing the whole thing and saying, oh, well, we've got to make some basic changes to the nation and get rid of that constitution and so forth and so on. Now, this 2016 election we just got through was a peaceful revolution. We, the people, working together, overwhelmed the election fraud and corporate media. And now it looks like a violent counter-revolution to re-enslave the American people to the CIA narcocracy is clearly being planned. And James O'Keefe's videos, he had the one about pouring butyric acid into the ventilation system at one of the inaugural balls. Now he's just released another video where these Disrupt J20 planners are talking about literally chaining the trains together or to local fixtures so that they can't move, and other ways of simply disrupting all the traffic flow in Washington, D.C. Now, this is some serious stuff. This is incitement to riot, incitement to civil disobedience, but violence begets violence, and they could literally start a civil war here. Now, we're seeing reported in a lot of different places, the DailySheeple.com, Sputnik News, where apparently a company over in San Francisco is running ads in 24 major cities offering $2,500 a month for agitators to get paid for fighting against Trump at this week's inauguration events, and they're trying to basically get riots and protests in the other cities. This is starting to shape up like the attempt to create a martial law justification in the wake of the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case, where they were pretending, oh, there's going to be nationwide race riots and we're going to have to declare martial law and everything. And it didn't happen because the blacks and whites are all smart enough to realize this is what the government wanted them to do. So it's getting intense. And while I love the idea of a bunch of these liberal snowflakes thinking they actually could go up against a bunch of military veterans and bikers, the bikers for Trump showing up, they're saying they're not going to interfere with the police. They're there if the police need some help, but it's only going to exacerbate the situation. Now, there's a little bit of good news on that, because apparently somebody hacked into Disrupt J20 and released names and other internal documents. And the three men in that video about the butyric acid are Colin Dunn, Luke Kuhn, and Scott Green. And apparently, there is a report that the FBI is talking to them right now and may charge them with incitement to commit violence. And that would certainly pull the rug on out from what's going on. And all of those liberal snowflakes who are out there getting paid by whoever it is, I think we can guess, need to understand that little deal does not come with bail money, let alone legal fees. What you're talking about here is not a peaceful protest. You're talking about civil disobedience and rioting in the streets. These carry criminal penalties. Now, Piers Morgan has come on out with a valid, cogent observation. Those snowflakes who are determined to delegitimize Donald Trump's presidency before he even takes the oath, they're not just undermining him. They're undermining democracy and undermining America itself. And maybe that is their goal. To force a dramatic change to the United States of America that allows the establishment to retake control. Because that old model of a fascist economic dictatorship with trappings of democracy has broken down. Everybody understands how crooked it is. And the only way the fascist dictatorship can continue is to start to act like one. And just say, we're not going to fool you anymore. This is the reality. You might as well get used to it, which I don't think is going to happen. So I'm hoping cooler heads will prevail. I'm hoping that the FBI will gather up these ringleaders and shut it down. The long-range forecast for Washington, D.C. is for rain on Friday. Maybe that'll dampen their enthusiasm. But what we have here is a classic definition of a conspiracy, an organization to commit acts of violence in the streets of Washington, D.C., and who knows where all else. That's what's going. Now, apparently, one of the threats being made by these disruptors involves protests outside the home of Trump's family. It's one thing to protest Donald Trump as the president-elect, but to threaten the family, that's crossing a line. It really, really is. And apparently they're targeting Ivanka Trump because apparently the liberals just hate the idea of a beautiful woman who's also successful because it goes against their victimhood psychology. Women and minorities are supposed to be oppressed by all us straight, heterosexual white males. That's what the entire liberal establishment sells itself on. And the image of a beautiful woman who is a business success just goes against that. And they absolutely hate her for that, just like they hate anybody who is a minority, who is a success. It undermines that victimhood agenda. Well, they need not worry because we finally got a clarification on what's going on with Ivanka Trump. She is moving to Washington, D.C. to be with her husband, Jared Kushner, who is Trump's senior advisor. And they bought a home in Washington, D.C. But that's it. Ivanka has stepped down from all of her business interests. She will not have a role in the White House. She's going to focus on being a mother and taking care of family. And that's it. All that big ruckus about Ivanka, and it turned out there was no there. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, we're hearing a rumor floating around that CNN and BuzzFeed have acquired a new videotape of Donald Trump that will damage him in the eyes of the public, and they're going to release it sometime tomorrow. At least that's what they're claiming. And obviously, it's not going to change the fact of the presidency, but it's just another dig, another gotcha. We're going to delegitimize you in the eyes of the public. Now, I wanted to remind everybody, and I put up a link to this demonstration video of a software technology called Face-to-Face. And no, it's not available as an app on your smartphone. I'm sorry. But basically what it does, it takes a video of somebody famous, and in the demonstrations they use George Bush and Donald Trump, and they have an actor speaking new lines. And they have real-time what's called a facial Waldo, reading the expression on the actor's face and then morphing the original source image of the famous person to copy it. Now, this video is actually kind of old, and the technology is a little obvious. I'm sure it's been refined by now. And it's another reminder, anything coming out of the corporate media, can be faked. I remember in the original movie Marathon Man, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they were talking about software where they needed to fake the Schwarzenegger character's death. And they had a stuntman go in and get killed, and then they mapped Schwarzenegger's face onto it. Back then, it was blue sky science fiction. Today, it's a reality, and you need to understand it. These corporate media outlets have the money to buy this kind of equipment and software. And obviously, no moral or ethical compunction against using it. Look at all the fakes we've already caught. Sloppy green screens, miswritten stories, misquoted stories, misidentified people. If they think they can get away with it with the majority of the American people, yeah, they'll fake a video of him. There's already one video out floating around supposedly of Donald Trump in a compromising situation, and it turns out they used a wax figure of him that they either borrowed or stole from a wax museum. And it was a good likeness, except for the fact that it wasn't moving. They just put it in a bed and said, see, there's Donald Trump, and here's all these whatever dancing around. Now, out in California, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, on an interview with MSNBC anchor Chris Matthews, was out there screaming how Donald Trump is not legitimate, and then basically came on out and said that she is going to push for immediate impeachment of Donald Trump on the basis that she claims Russia gave Donald Trump the term crooked Hillary to use in the campaign. Well, there just has to be something in the water in California. Maybe it's all that fracking fluid that's driving these people wacko bananas. Crooked Hillary was all over the independent media, including my website, long before Trump even declared for the presidency. And it just shows the utter desperation and unwillingness to accept that they lost the election. And they're out there looking for scapegoats. We're liberals. We're perfect. We never fail. It has to be somebody else's fault. All right, we're going to take a quick phone call. Errol in the Netherlands, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hello, Mike. I just I've written something down. And it's for you and for everybody that is listening listening into the show. I'm also under the weather. I hear that you are also under the weather.
Yeah, a lot of people. A lot of people are sick. John Stedmiller was out there, and I don't know. I guess pharmaceutical stocks are dropping now that Robert Kennedy's in charge of that vaccine.
I don't know what it is. Yeah,
so they're drumming up business by throwing test tubes out the window of their labs.
I think so. Okay, I just want to tell you. I wrote this down before I'm going to. I just want to say this. I wrote this down, so I'm going to say this now. The internet is a new free democracy for future generations.
That.
Hold on, I'm not finished. The internet is a new free democracy for future generations to come. That's what I wrote down.
I like that. I like
Thank
that.
You.
I like that a lot.
What do you think of that slogan?
I think it's great. I'm going to put it in my master quotes file.
I will repeat it again. The internet is a new free democracy, not democracy, but free democracy for future generations to come.
Well, I absolutely
think that's perfect,
love it.
Or not.
Yeah, well, I think it certainly distills it down there. Anything else?
No, that was it. I just want to tell you this because I know what the internet is, and I'm also a guy that has multiple operating systems. And I want to say to your audience... Don't use one operating system. Mm. Use multiple. And, yeah. Yes?
Yeah, well, for us computer dweebs, that's very easy to do. Most consumer level computer users are just having trouble coping with one, and the hierarchy is if you know nothing about computers, you want to go to Macintosh. If you know a little bit about computers, you go to Windows. If you really want to talk to the bare metal, you go to Linux.
I want to say to everybody that is listening to the show, though, I'm on Linux, and it's a top and state-of-the-art operating system. And when you don't want viruses or malware or whatever, go to Linux. Go to Linux. Explore it. There are many variations. But I'm personally using Linux Mint. You know Linux Mint?
Yes, I've heard a lot of good things about it. I'm using Linux SUSE myself here. And let me clarify something, though. There are viruses and malware that are starting to hit Linux systems. Do you remember all that time when Apple was advertising Macintosh as free from viruses and malware? It wasn't that the Apple computers were more immune. It's just there weren't enough of them to really make it worthwhile. Then as Apple's market share grew, the malware writers started attacking that, and as more and more people go on to Linux, we'll see more malware on that as well. I have a multi-boot system here, and one thing I noticed is when I'm running Linux, it is so much faster than when I'm running any of the Windows variants.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for taking my call, and or whatever.
Okay, well, have a good day. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, there we are. Now then, John Kerry has gone after Donald Trump for Trump's comments about Germany's auto industry and immigration policies. And Kerry's out there saying it's inappropriate for Trump to interfere, to comment on other nations' policies. Really? I never heard a peep from John Kerry when Barack Obama was trying to interfere with the Brexit vote. Sounds like another case of a double standard. It's okay for the liberal Democrats to do it, but you conservatives, you can't do that. You're not liberal. You don't have the intellect and the insight to mess around with the rest of the world. That's our job, gosh darn it, here. Now, here's a story coming out of Zero Hedge. Civil War II is underway. What's left in the CIA's bag of tricks? And it is getting very obvious that there is a hostility between the incoming administration of Donald Trump and the Central Intelligence Agency, which institutionally has just sort of gotten used to the idea that they're really in charge of the nation, because all of our presidents and members of Congress for the last several decades have been under their control. Compromised by the drug trade or other means. And the reason the establishment was so afraid of Donald Trump is he is an outsider. They couldn't find anything on him to control him with. He's got his own money. He can't be bought. He's already out there doing things that we all know are for the better of the nation as a whole, such as questioning vaccine safety. And the CIA is basically, they don't want to give up that covert control of the nation. So now we have this former intelligence officer, John Schindler, and he used to be an analyst with the National Security Agency, and he basically has gone public saying, yes, the CIA is conducting an operation to find some way to take out President-elect Donald Trump. Either smear him to the point where he has to resign or find something that he can be impeached with. There was talk about Mike Pence invoking the 25th Amendment. All kinds of ridiculous, desperate Hail Mary passes to get rid. They're so scared of him. And they're scared of this growing independence in the minds of the American people. They're absolutely terrified. We have to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You you, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase. And I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds. And each time, it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And an alert listener wrote in to correct me that Marathon Man was the one about Laurence Olivier playing Mangala. The movie I was thinking of was Running Man, The Running Man, and the original one back there with Schwarzenegger. So I goofed on that one. Now then, I am not the only person who is apparently seeing similarities between what's going on in Washington, D.C. and what happened in Kiev just prior to the U.S.-sponsored coup d'etat, because Putin is now sounding the warning of a Maidan-style attempt to bring down Donald Trump and install somebody that the establishment wants running this country rather than what you, the people, want. Now, getting on back to that original contract with America, the Constitution, if the government isn't playing by those rules, then the government itself is delegitimized. We do not owe it our loyalty, our obedience, our money, and certainly we do not owe that illegitimate government life and limb of our children for their wars of conquest. And that's really what's at stake. Because if they succeed in taking out Donald Trump, he will be replaced with a true war hawk, who will get us into World War III for real, and millions of people are going to die. But it makes money. That makes it okay. We can wipe out a couple of billion people as long as there's a profit in it. Now, the director of the CIA, who is not going to have his job much longer, apparently, is slamming Donald Trump for slamming the CIA. And it reveals a kind of an interesting phenomenon going on. You've probably heard the old saying, to find out who really rules you, find out who you're not allowed to talk about. Because in this country, you can talk about the president bombing a country under false pretenses, engaging in torture to find weapons of mass destruction that don't exist all the time. But boy, if you criticize the CIA, it's the end of the world. The whole planet shakes, and people tremble in fear. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Just got home. Okay. I don't know if you've been talking about this, but I heard it on my phone. While I was driving, Roger Stone was in InfoWars, and he's been sick for a while. He had been sick. He's better now, and really bad. Couldn't hold food down, losing weight, lesions on his body, all kinds of stuff. Right?
Yes.
And he finally had blood tests. He's had tests done, and they came up with plinolium. Somebody tried to poison. Fortunately, he was able to play. I guess he didn't get enough of it to kill him. So they.
I don't know. If he's contaminated with polonium, it's only a matter of time. I'm sorry to say that, but, that stuff does not go away. So if that is a true story, then he is in serious, serious trouble.
Well, the thing is, his doctor told him it's been flushed out. He's managed to get it. It's matched it. Because he probably didn't consume that much. His symptoms are better now, but he said they definitely came down with the. He said the results came in that he had been infected by polonium. Excuse me.
Okay.
CIA.
Could very well be. I mean, the CIA's got a lot of stuff where they can deal out death. And a lot of that was covered in the Church Committee hearings back in 1975, which was looking at all of the intelligence agencies' rogue behavior following the exposure of COINTELPRO.
Remember, too, that he lives most of the time down in Florida, which is crawling with, if not CIA itself, CIA-type contractors who worked from Latin America, who worked, who did certain things for... CIA and are loyal to them, and the Bushes are down there too. Of course, Jeb Bush might be very easy. Who I still think have big contacts with the CIA, and it could have been the Bushes behind it. I can say it is, but I have.
I'll take a look into this. I'm having some problems with certain aspects of the story. Thank you for the call. We got to let you go and run some commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And during the commercial break, I did a little quick research, and it turns out chelation therapy can rid your body of some polonium, not all of it. The good news is polonium-210's half-life is just 138 days. And so after that, you know, if you survive that period of time, then you know, the outlook is good. Polonium-210 is an alpha emitter. If it's outside your body, it's pretty much harmless. It's only if you ingest it somehow that it's going to be a problem. But again, it's a very short half-life, so it may well be. As far as the CIA being in Florida, let's be honest, they are everywhere. This island's crawling with them. And I've already run into a couple of them who were open about saying, yeah, I'm with CIA. And mostly they're kind of arrogant jerks. I remember one guy, though, elderly gentleman, very nice. I actually liked him. I could have been friends with him. Anyway, getting on back to the news here. Apparently all those neocons and Republicans who were helping Hillary Clinton and working against Donald Trump are now whining to the corporate media how they've been blacklisted from having jobs in Trump's administration. what did you think was going to happen when you tried to hand the presidency to Donald Trump's opponent? Did you think he was going to walk up, give you a wet, sloppy kiss of forgiveness and say, come on in? It's the same thing with all these liberal celebrities out there in Hollywood that were all backing Hillary Clinton and saying, you know, I'm a friend with Hillary Clinton. It's going to be good for my career. And now they're looking at the fact that they're on the outs. As liberal as Hollywood is, producers, directors, casting directors, and so forth, they want to play it safe. They want to work with the people who are in with the current administration. And that's why all these celebs are screaming and crying and whining, because the clock is running out on what's left of their career. By the way, somebody took some of these celebrity videos that were trying to help Hillary Clinton and re-edited them into this hilarious satirical video, Unite for Famous People. And it's on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And you can take a look at that. And it's a giggle. We're going to take a phone call now. Donna in New Mexico. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. You sound a lot better.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. It's just my voice is taking a while to recover. And Clara's already saying, you know, when can you sing with the choir again? When can you sing with the choir again? So the pressure is on. I don't know how I'm going to deal with it.
All right, I call in to tell you,
Claire's
I'm sorry?
I said Claire's calling from the other office saying, I heard that.
All right, there's some breaking news, and you may have gotten it, you may not have. Obama has commuted Chelsea Manning's sentence.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
She'll be released May 17th.
All right, that is outstanding.
That's pretty freaking amazing, but I have a couple questions for you.
Sure.
All right, we know Julian Assange made this offer, what, about a week ago, that he would surrender himself if Chelsea would be released. There's that one. The second question is, when Trump is president, is this something he could reverse, or would he reverse it?
Would he reverse a pardon or a commutation? I don't think he would. The political costs outweigh the gain. I mean, Chelsea Manning is basically going to fade into history, and why stir that all up again? I think the bigger question is, if Assange does in fact surrender himself, first of all, the case against him for the sexual assault has fallen apart.
Right.
The woman who filed the complaint against him has gone public saying she was pressured. There were things that were in the official report that she never said. And so that's all falling apart. So it would be time for them to come home. And the same thing with Edward Snowden. You know, we have seen these people who are acting in what they see as the best interests of this country. And they're just being literally crucified in the media. And it's time to undo that damage. And if Obama wants to really polish up his legacy in these last few days, I would add it's time for a pardon for Leonard Peltier, Mumia Al-Jabbar. We need him out because these two people are apparently in jail for crimes they did not actually commit.
I'm in total agreement.
Yes.
But anyway, that's the breaking news, and now I'm just wondering what will happen with Assange, and I have concerns about that as well, because I have no idea what they would do to this man, and he's sacrificed a lot. But that's all I have for you. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Donna. I think in the case of Assange, his fame and popularity is his best shield. It's one thing for the government to go on out and slap down somebody that hardly anybody has ever heard of. And quite another to go after somebody who is well-known, because then the political costs start to escalate. And I think Trump's going to have his hands full dealing with the here and now not be all that concerned with the mess that he's inheriting from Obama. He might just let it all go away and say, I got better things to work on right now. Manufacturing, the economy, making America great. It's time to let all this stuff fade away. I think, given the fact that we're seeing the FBI appear to be launching honest investigations into the Clintons, that the popular view of Assange and Edward Snowden is going to be that the image of a hero. And I don't think Donald Trump is going to want to be seen as going after a popular hero, especially after having won an election as a populist hero. So that's just my feeling on that. Now then, apparently the liberal snowflakes at the university level are declaring war on Trumpism. We're going to challenge Trumpism. And apparently Anthony Gawkowski of Campus Reform is reporting there's a national teach-in movement asking for college professors to take all the time between Martin Luther King Jr. Day and the inauguration to teach their classes to protest oppression and challenge Trumpism. Now, of course, that is not what all these students have gone into hideous debt to learn, because you're not going to get a degree and go on out and get a job because you don't like Donald Trump. And again, that word oppression, that is the mainstay of the liberal selling point. You are all oppressed. Support us. We will unoppress you. Well, take a look at how much freedom of oppression the black people actually got in the 8 years of the Obama administration. Their lot really has not been improved. In fact, all of our standards of living have gone down. But that's their selling point. And that's why the liberals hate any successful black people. They hate Ivanka Trump for being a beautiful woman who's also a success at business, because it undermines this liberal selling point. You are oppressed. The reason your life is not a success is because of those straight white males. And anytime somebody is a success who is not a straight white male, it challenges that, and people are noticing it. Now, interestingly enough, a group of veteran intelligence professionals from all the agencies, CIA, NSA, DOS, military, so forth and so on, wrote an open letter to Barack Obama saying that he has a duty in these final days in office to actually substantiate the claim of Russian hacking of the DNC emails, or basically shut the heck up. And in this letter, they're pointing on out, right now, our nation's, our government's credibility is on the line, so is the corporate media. Because the global perception is, it's just the losers hurling allegations at the winner, and none of them are sticking. Now, over in Russia, Vladimir Putin is calling this leaked dossier about the prostitutes utter nonsense. And he's right, it is. It was complete nonsense. And part of the problem is they wanted to make it shocking and titillating so people would say, oh, it's got to be true, the big lie approach. And they jumped the shark on that one. Now, people are starting to talk about the Trump effect, this idea that nations should focus on themselves. And it's spreading. It's now reached Austria. The most popular political party now in the polls in Austria is the Anti-Immigration Freedom Party. And the globalists are just going ballistic. Now, WikiLeaks has come out with another revelation that apparently Hillary Clinton, while Secretary of State, tried to craft a plan with China that the U.S. would abandon Taiwan, abandon the idea that Taiwan is a separate country, in exchange for a write-down of the U.S. debt held by China. We don't know if that deal went through or not, and that may be one of the reasons why, again, they're screaming and yelling about everything Donald Trump is saying about China. It is very reckless for somebody who's in one of these jobs, knowing they're only there for a maximum of 8 years, to make promises that in 9 years they're going to not be in a position to maintain. So, story coming out of your newswire apparently FBI agents are investigating the Clinton Foundation. This is probably the reason they're starting to shut down the Clinton Global Initiative. Documents are being shredded. They're in a panic over there because apparently evidence has surfaced that Hillary Clinton was funding ISIS not just through the State Department, but from within the Clinton Foundation itself. They have found a trail of money, passing money laundering, reaching from the Clinton Foundation to supporters of ISIS. And that definitely counts as treason. Aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war. Now, the newly revived, starting from scratch investigation of the Clinton Foundation has confirmed what we already knew. The Department of Justice under Loretta Lynch actively worked to block the FBI's investigation of the Clinton Foundation. Remember, when that was all coming down, there was supposedly this FBI agent on the inside who was posting anonymously to a blog saying that the Clinton Foundation is a giant money laundry and slush fund, and everybody at the top of Washington, D.C. is dirty with it. That's why they want it to go away. I'm sure they're praying for a lightning bolt to strike the building and just burn it to the ground. Because that's how they get out of all these things. Oh, the email server crashed. We can't answer the subpoena. Oh, the hard drive failed. We didn't do a backup. The tapes got recycled. I'm sorry. Speaking of broken computers, apparently over in South Korea, there's a special prosecution team investigating the president of South Korea, Park Geun-hye, and apparently unidentified hackers tried to break into the prosecutor's intranet and erase files there. Didn't work. But it looks like cyber war for political gain is definitely a reality in this world here. Now, let's talk about the corporate media. The corporate media is really angry with Trump right now over the announcement that they're going to move the press conferences from the current White House press room, which is very tiny, very cramped, very hard to get a seat in there. And they're going to move it to a much larger venue that will allow Donald Trump to invite bloggers and talk radio hosts to directly participate in White House press conferences, ask their own questions, get their own answers. The corporate media's monopoly on access to the president is being torn down, and they're not happy about that one bit. Because without that monopoly, people aren't going to be tuning into the corporate media anymore. They're going to go to the talk radio hosts, they're going to go to the bloggers, because after all, we didn't lie to them about Saddam having weapons of mass destruction or Assad having sarin gas and using it on his own Alawite supporters. The corporate media has destroyed its own credibility, and they're trying to cling to wealth and power by establishing a communications monopoly, whether it is maintaining exclusive access to the White House or arbitrarily setting themselves up as the arbiters of what is real news and fake news. And it's all actions that smack of desperate panic. And they did it to themselves. And I have no sympathy for them. I mean, if the corporate media had really been doing its traditional job all along, I would have never started this blog. I would have never gotten into talk radio. I had better things to do with my life. I had a film career, very promising one. But as long as the corporate media serves the government and corporate interests, there is a need and a desire by the public for an independent media, not under government control, not under corporate control. And the new media of the United States is not going to be these giant, going extinct behemoth corporations, but thousands of individual talk shows and blogs preserving a diversity of opinion, which is what was originally intended. This country actually used to have laws saying no one entity can own too much of the media, because then they could dominate public opinion to an unhealthy degree, which is exactly what's happened over the last couple of decades. Now, Facebook has now announced that they are going to flag and filter what Facebook deems to be fake news in Germany, or the government of Germany will say that's fake news. oh, the refugees are raping German women. Well, that's fake news. Take it out. People don't need to know that. Which is why people are moving off of Facebook and onto the new alternatives, which are springing up. Now, BBC, the network that reported on the collapse of World Trade Center Building 7 more than 20 minutes before it actually happened, has branded Donald Trump the Kremlin candidate. Ooh, he's a Russian ass. They're just piling on that thing that Donald Trump represents covert Russian control over the United States of America. Funny how nobody ever raises a stink about Israel's covert control over the United States. Because that's okay for Israel to run our country, but it's not okay for Russia. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the corporate media. They're still playing their spin games out there. BBC is calling Trump the Kremlin president. Insert ominous music here. And the crybabies are hacking my server even as we speak. So when you're catching flack, you know you're over the target here. Story coming out of Government Slaves about how the corporate media is still playing with approval polls. We saw them doing that all during the election, all during the campaign, the primaries and everything. Oh, Hillary is leading by a huge amount. It's going to be a landslide, and nobody likes Donald Trump. And they're still doing it as part of this organized campaign to make it look like Donald Trump is really not the legitimate president of the United States of America. And they're still doing it. So, of course, we put up a poll at our website. Do you approve of Donald Trump? 95% yes. But don't take my word for it. Talk to people around you. That is the most powerful way to get around corporate media and government propaganda, is just talk to people about what's going on. Share information. And just anybody who says, well, I saw it on TV, and said, is that the same TV that told you Saddam had weapons of mass destruction? Corporate media has created its own credibility. Some people are still clinging to it because they don't like the alternative reality that they have been lied to their entire lives. They don't want to admit they were made complete and total fools of by the government and the corporate media. So they're still kind of clinging tenuously, but it's a weak grip, and it's not going to take much to pry them loose, get them to open their eyes, take the red pill, whatever metaphor you want to use here. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, fake news, the fake stream media devours itself. And yeah, we're starting to see that, where with these huge embarrassments, especially about that dossier with Donald Trump and the prostitutes and everything, they're pointing fingers at each other. Well, we only ran it because BuzzFeed ran it, and BuzzFeed ran it because they're owned by NBC, and NBC said, well, we don't want to put it on our network, so we're going to do this, and we're going to have that. And they got desperate, and they got reckless, and they made a foolish mistake, and now they're trying to shift the blame. Anything good that happens, they'll take credit for it, just like politicians. Any mistakes are made, oh, it's somebody else's fault. You know, Russia's to blame. Somehow, Russia's to blame. Now, let's start looking at the wars, because there's a lot going on. There's a very alarming story that came out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. And apparently, they had a contributor who's actually here in the United States in Nevada, and with a telephoto lens, he caught a practice training dogfight over Nevada near the Groom Lake facility. And apparently he had a very powerful telephoto lens that was on his camera. And the two planes involved, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let the suspense build. And I'll be back with this after these words for station identification.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.